Welcome to the Life Vision Image Gathering Exercise from Chapter 3 of the book, Getting Unstuck, How Dead Ends Become New Paths. This exercise requires your full attention and should not be done while driving a car or engaged in any other activity. If at any time during the exercise you feel uncomfortable, simply discontinue it. This is an exercise that allows us to tap into the natural wisdom that is available to us all from making a career or life decision, but which may lie just beneath our conscious awareness. To participate in this exercise, please set aside 30 minutes in a quiet room where you will not be interrupted. We will be using a method that comes from the work of Carl Jung. Jung focused on the way in which we can get in touch with images that are trying to emerge so they can guide us on a daily basis, but in particular at times of impasse or transition. He devised a method called active imagination. We will use this process to collect images associated with the changes that we need to make to move toward the life situation that we need in order to feel more authentic and fulfilled. This exercise will have clear boundaries. I am going to say start when we start, and I'm going to say stop when we are done. To get ready for the exercise, you should have writing materials, either pen and paper or your computer, in front of you. I would like you to make a shift now that will mark your entry into the exercise. Please put your feet flat on the floor and find a comfortable position. Allow your gaze to turn inward. It may help to close your eyes part way. You can allow my voice to fade to the background. Before we move into the exercise proper, I need to introduce you to three aspects of consciousness that you must understand if you are going to do this exercise successfully. The first aspect of consciousness is what we call thinking, but it is not thinking at all. I am referring to the constant flow of perceptions, feelings, thoughts, and choices that is constantly going on in our mind. As you're sitting, you are taking in what's going on. You're perceiving something. You're having a feeling reaction to it. You're thinking about it. You're making a choice. It is good or bad. You choose to accept it or not accept it. You choose to move closer to it or retreat from it. There is a final step in this cycling flow. In the final step, you are aware of yourself doing the perception, feeling, thinking, and choosing. This is constantly going on. The second aspect of consciousness has nothing to do with that flow. It is an aspect of consciousness that I call free attention. If you have had the opportunity to listen to the recording on this website called the Free Attention Exercise, you will have had some exposure to the practice of free attention, but I will briefly review it for you here. If I say to you, place your attention on the palm of your right hand, you can do that right now. Please do it. Do not clench your fist. Do not look at your hand. You can simply place your attention on the palm of your right hand. This attention that you hold there is something quite different from that flow of perceptions, thoughts, feelings, choices, and self-consciousness. Place your attention on the palm of your right hand and notice that it is hard work to keep it there. Free attention requires will. It is an act of consciousness. If I say to you, shift your attention from the palm of your right hand to your left kneecap, do it now, you can do that. As you are sitting there with your free attention on your left kneecap, notice that it too requires effort. In fact, you may already have lost your free attention. You may be thinking about what is for dinner, or about your child, or about anything that presents itself to your awareness. Bring your attention back to your left kneecap. Bring your attention back to your left kneecap, and now I'm going to ask you to shift it once again. I want you to shift it to your breathing. Shift it to your breathing so that your attention simply rests on the natural course of your breathing. Your attention is residing with your breath. You are listening to me. My words are background to the focus of your attention. But your attention is alert, and it is resting on your breath. This is not yoga. You are not trying to slow your breath down or speed it up or attain some deep state of relaxation. You are simply allowing your attention to rest with your breathing. From this seat of free attention, you can be observing that flow of perceptions, feeling, thoughts, choices, and self-awareness that is continually going on, even as I speak. Keep your free attention with your breathing as I continue throughout the exercise. When you realize, and you will, that you have lost your free attention, when you realize that you are caught up in the cycle of perception, feeling, thought, and judgment, and realize that you have become identified with a thought or feeling, attached to it, do not criticize yourself. Simply bring your attention back to your breathing and continue to hold your free attention there. If you find it uncomfortable in any way to hold your attention on your natural breathing, simply focus your free attention instead on the palm of your right hand. Bring your attention back to the palm of your right hand when you find that it has wandered. If at any point in this exercise it becomes uncomfortable, as I mentioned before, simply stop and return to it later, or discontinue it. There is no need to complete this exercise in order to gain benefit from the book itself. I need to introduce one more aspect of consciousness before we can jump into the exercise proper. Ego. Ego is that very conservative part of the self whose job it is to keep things the same. We wake up every morning and once again we step into this whirring, buzzing world. It would be very difficult to move through this world, to relate to people, and to get things done if there were not a way for neatly categorizing our experience. That is what ego does. Ego takes the vast field of perception and experience and labels it, labels things as good or bad. It indicates that we should move towards this or away from that. Ego allows us to make order out of our lives and keep one day essentially very similar to the day before. In this regard, ego performs a necessary function. The problem is that part of this job is to prevent the emergence of new material. Ego seeks to moderate feelings, thoughts, memories, desires, and ideas that pose a threat to the status quo. Ego is a guardian over emotionally charged images or just images that in some subtle way may be threatening to the status quo. Ego will be with us in this exercise. Ego will try to shut this exercise down. It will be ego speaking when you realize that some inner critic is saying, "This is pretty strange. Maybe this exercise isn't for me." Or, "I've done enough now. I have done enough writing. I can stop. I'll just sort of sit back and observe." That's ego talking. Beware. Don't let ego shut this exercise down for you. Where is your free attention now, by the way? Well, you have been listening to me talk about ego. Has it wandered? Have you been caught up in reactions, judgments, or associations to what I have been saying? No problem. Return your free attention now to your breath or to the palm of your right hand. Your free attention is resting on your breath or on the palm of your right hand. Your free attention is resting with your breathing or the sensations that you experience in the palm of your right hand. You are allowing my words to become background. Make sure that you have your writing materials or computer in front of you now. I am going to say, start. We are moving into the exercise. Your attention is gathered. It is resting on your breathing or the palm of your hand, and my voice is becoming background. My voice is becoming background. In a moment, I am going to make a suggestion. As soon as I make that suggestion, images will come. You will not pick them, you will not choose them, and you will not manufacture them. They will simply come of their own. They will come from a place that is deeper than and other than ego. They will simply well up and present themselves to you. I want you simply to pay attention to the images that come. I do not want you to analyze them. I do not want you to draw conclusions from them. I do not want you to achieve any career breakthroughs from them. I want you simply to be an observer. You're going to be a naturalist of your own psyche for the next few minutes and simply observe. If you can jot down key words, you will be able to capture these images. That is what the pen is for, or the computer. Here is the suggestion. You are watching. With your free attention on your breath, you are watching for the images that are going to come. Here is the suggestion. It is 2 years from now. Even when I say that simple and neutral sentence, it is 2 years from now, images come. Just look. Where are you and what are you doing? It is 2 years from now and you are in a place where you want to be. Just look. What images come? It is 2 years from now and you are comfortable, alert, and full of energy. Comfortable, alert, and full of energy. Look around. Where are you? It is 2 years from now and you are deeply engaged in your life. You are living the life that you were born to live. Just look. Just look at the images. Just look. No editorializing. No analysis. It is 2 years from now, and you are living the life that you were born to live. You are living where you want to live. You are with the people that you want to be with. You are doing what is important. You are deeply engaged. You are so involved in what you are doing that you have lost track of time. It is 2 years from now and the images come and you just look. The images come and you just look. It is 2 years from now and you are in the flow. You are comfortable, alert, and full of energy. You are in the flow. You are so absorbed in what you are doing that you have lost track of time. You are so absorbed that the boundary between you and the people around you has disappeared. You are completely engaged. What you are doing has grabbed a hold of you. It is 2 years from now, and your life has grown more full. It has grown more full, and you are deeply engaged. You are with the people that deeply matter to you. Look around. Who shows up? You are with the people that deeply matter to you. Look at the images that come. They may be family and friends. They may be people new to you, coming to join your life. Do not think. Simply look. Who shows up? It is 2 years from now, and you are in the middle of an exciting life. You are full of the energy of life itself. You are just looking. You are just looking. You have stepped into a new room. You have never been here before. You are simply looking around at the objects on the walls and the tabletops, at the images that just flow in. That's what you are doing now. You are looking. It is 2 years from now, and you are simply looking around. Where are you? Are you indoors or outdoors? What time of day is it? Who is around you? What type of people show up in these images? Just look. Keep your attention. This attention is hard work. Free attention is very hard work. This exercise is very brief. It will be over very shortly. The more you can keep your attention up now, the more you'll have to work with. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now. And you are deeply engaged. Look around. The images come. They shift. Some of them stick around for quite some time. Others come and go, and another one's right there. You just look. You just jot down a key word to remind yourself of the images later. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now, and your life is full. And you are deeply engaged. You are in the flow. You are doing what you were born to do. What you are doing may be strange, or it may be something you have done many times in your life. I don't care. Just look. Just look. It is 2 years from now. It is 2 years from now. You are deeply engaged. Let the images come and go. Let the scenes, the locations, the activities come and go. You are being given a panorama of life, of your life, 2 years from now. You are being given images of different activities, different people, different places. You are being given image after image of life 2 years from now. You are deeply engaged, and the images come. They are images of what it is like to be in the flow, in the midst of a full life. When I say the words, in the flow, you know immediately what I mean. You know this flow. You have been there before. In the flow, time disappears. You are completely at one with what you are doing. Activity seems effortless and endlessly engaging. Your full being is engaged. There are no edges, no separation. These images of flow come. They are images of being deeply engaged, the images of being totally involved, totally absorbed, come to you now. They come to you now, and they present themselves, and you are simply looking at them. You are sitting in the movie theater of your psyche, sitting in the seat of your free attention. You are watching the show, and the show is about 2 years from now. You are comfortable, alert, and full of energy. Look at the screen. What images are there? Where are you? It shifts now. And when it shifts, what happens? Take a look. Look closely. How are you dressed? What are you wearing? Look around. What are you doing? It's 2 years from now, and you are deeply engaged. The images continue to come. There is less than 1 minute left in this exercise. Do not give up now. Do not let ego take over. Work hard to the very last moment. Work hard to capture these images. Focus intently. The images come. It is 2 years from now. You are deeply enthusiastic. You are full of energy. You are with the people you want to be with. You are doing what is important. You are in the place where you want to be. You know that feeling of being comfortable, alert, and full of energy. You have been like that many times before. You know what it means to be excited about life. Remember now that feeling of excitement. Remember when you were so excited that you couldn't wait to get up and get into the day. You're that excited. It is 2 years from now, and you are living a full life. Just look. Just let the images come. Don't edit them. Don't understand them. They may seem like nonsense. I do not care. Write them down. Use a few key words to remind you. It is 2 years from now, and there are less than 30 seconds left in this exercise, so do not give up. Redouble your effort to concentrate. Do not be distracted. Now the images continue to come. They continue to come. You are looking at them, and they continue to present themselves. These images of living 2 years from now. You're deeply engaged in the flow. Just watch. Just watch. Just watch. 10 seconds left. And the images are still there. They have not abated in their intensity. They are still around you. You are just looking and you're jotting down these key words that will allow you to capture these images. I don't want full stories. I just want images. The images come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want you to now turn to a new page in your notebook or start a new section of your computer file. I want you to pick up your pen and put your pen on that page, and I want you to start to write. I want you to put the images, what you saw, into sentences. I want these sentences to simply flow. I do not want good grammar. I do not want good spelling. I do not care about punctuation. I want your pen to be moving or your fingers hitting your keyboard. This is what we call spontaneous writing. The images are using your pen to make themselves ink on that paper. I want you to put your pens on the paper or your fingers to the keyboard and simply start to create the sequence of words. The images are still there. They're still around you. They're still presenting themselves, and I want them to become words. I want your pen to be moving. If your pen is not moving, if your fingers are not hitting the keyboard, then ego is in charge. Ego is saying, how am I going to structure these paragraphs? Which images shall I select? I don't want any of that. I just want ink. That's all I ask for. I want words, one word to follow another. If you read it in a few minutes and it doesn't make any sense, if you would get an F on it in any writing class, that's okay. I simply want pens or fingers moving. The images are becoming ink on paper. The images are becoming sentences. Those scenes, those images from the exercise itself are still around you. They're still around you, and they are writing themselves onto that paper. They are the author. Ego has been kicked out. Ego usually writes your papers or memos or emails, but he's not around anymore, or she's not around anymore. The images are using that pen, and they are writing. They are rewriting the scenes that you just experienced and continue to experience, because even as you write, the images are still there. The images are still there, and they're presenting themselves. You can glance with your mind's eye and recognize there are new images forming, even as you write. You could write forever, but you do not have forever. Keep writing now. You actually have a very short time in which to get this done, and the more intensely you concentrate now, the more you will get out of the remainder of the exercise. So concentrate intensely. Keep focused. Keep focused. Allow those images to become sentences. Not even sentences, phrases, sequences of words. Allow them to spill out and continue to spill out on the page. Do not stop and look at what you've written and make a judgment about it. I don't care what form it's in or how intelligible it is. I just want the pen to be moving. If you have to repeat the last sentence to get your pen moving, do that. But don't stop. Do not let ego win. The images are still present. The images of being deeply engaged in a full life are still present. 2 years from now, and deeply engaged, these images are still there, and they're making themselves into words on that paper. They are using your hand, and they are using your pen or your keyboard, and they are making themselves into phrases and sentences. They're making themselves into phrases and sentences. And you keep writing, because we're about to stop the exercise, and the more you can have on that page by the time we're done, the more you will take from this experience. So keep writing now. We have less than 30 seconds left, so I want you to be writing now. I want you to be writing. I want your pen to be moving. The images are still present. They are still available for you. They are using your pen. They are using your pen to write. With so few seconds left in this exercise, now is the time to write faster. Now is the time to get it all in. You have plenty of time to think about it later. You have plenty of time to think about all those other things that have come to mind later. Right now, write. Right now, keep the pen moving. Keep the images coming. Becoming ink on that paper, keep the pen moving. You are writing. The images continue to be present. They continue to be present. There are 10 seconds left now. So now is the time to push. To push hard and make sure you capture every one of those images. Every one of them. Every one of them. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. The exercise proper is finished, but we are not quite done. I have a few questions to ask you, 9 to be exact. I would like you to turn to a new page or start a new section of your computer file and answer each of these questions as briefly as possible. Here is the first question. What are the 2 core activities that you found yourself doing most often in your images? What 2 activities did you find yourself engaged in most often in the images that came to you? Examples of our core activities would be spending time with a spouse or partner, being with your family or with a group of friends, participating in a particular sports activity, just being in a place that is meaningful for you, being involved at work in an activity that is deeply engaging, etc. Which 2 general types of activities showed up most often? Write a brief phrase that describes each. Do that now. You may pause the recording here and between each question if necessary in order to record your response. Your response, however, need only be very brief. Here is the second question. Give 5 adjectives that best describe the atmosphere and culture of the place or places you found yourself in during the exercise. If your images were of your current home or a future home, what was that home like in the images? The first 2 adjectives will come easily, but the last 3 will be more telling. Take some time now to give those 5 adjectives describing the atmosphere and culture of the place or places you found yourself in during the exercise. Here is the next question. provide 5 adjectives that best describe the people that showed up in your vision. Were they very smart, ambitious, friendly? Were they young, ethnically diverse? Do not simply think about whom you would like to have in your life. Look at the images themselves and the people that showed up in those images. Pick the 5 adjectives that describe them best as a group. Work rapidly. We're going to move on to the next question. For the next question, return to the place of free attention. When I ask you the question, do not think about it. Rather, simply notice what comes to mind. Here is the question. Who lives a life like this? Give a name of someone who is currently living your life vision. It does not matter if it is someone famous or a friend or a relative, maybe someone from fiction or from history. Who lives your life vision? Simply note the name. Later on, you can do the interesting exercise of finding out how they developed the life that they are living today or were living. Here is the next question. Give a second name of someone who is living your life vision. I want 2 names. Who else is living your vision right now? Simply notice who comes to mind as I ask the question. It may be a surprise, but even if you are unsure of your answer, write that name down. The 6th question. When in your life were you closest to what you have written? When in your life have you experienced most fully what was represented in your vision images? It might be your current life situation. It might be a time when you had more time for what is truly important for you. When were you closest to your life vision? Here is the 7th question. When in your life were you furthest away from what you have written? When in your life have you had the least of your vision in terms of being in the places that you wanted to be, with the people that you wanted to be with, doing the things that are most exciting and meaningful for you? Do not think about this. Simply notice the first response that came to you when I asked the question. Later on, you can return to your answer and determine just why that experience was an example of what you do not want in the way of a future life situation. Here is the 8th question. What will stop you? What will prevent you from making your life vision your daily reality? Will it be certain personality traits? Will it be fear of doing something different, going in a direction different from those around you? Will it be fear of disappointing an important person or persons in your life? What will stop you? The last question. Who or what will be your greatest allies in making your vision real? Who or what will allow you to overcome obstacles and persevere until you are living your life vision? Are your greatest allies personality traits, connections, particular talents, other individuals who care deeply about you and who will support and encourage you along the way? Who or what will help you the most? When you have finished answering each of these questions, it is time to return to Chapter 3. Chapters 3 through 8 in the book will allow you to add your experience here with the life vision image gathering exercise to other exercises so that you can continue to develop your imagination of the life that will ultimately be most authentic and fulfilling.